I have to say to Ravadin, I'm going to be here next Monday, but I'm flying next Monday night. And it's a suffix when we hope to be able to give Ravadin. I might have to leave it after Seder. So if the Tzad might give him up to Shabbos, Shalom could be in touch with lots of those men. And see who's going to be there. It'll be Machler from Taka give a short Vad Monday night. Saves man or we'll do something about the Shabbos, so I should be in touch with him. Nice, I want to talk about Sevi's Ban tonight. Sugi from Chesed, we covered a lot. We opened up the Sugi of Midas by from Chloe. Because it's Hashem Chesed that we always say Chesed, any Sugi we work with, we try to cover the Shroshim of the Sugi. And you have to mislam it. Baruch Hashem, the sugi of chesed, the sugi that's not felt as damas. You have to mislam it in the sugi of chesed. Kalechem, as Hashem, shetaka. I hope it will open up a Pesach and have to try to make a kinyan on it. No maisa. I told you that the word maisa was one noise that I had time to finish for the rice, but we're going to leave it maybe later. We don't want to talk about maisa, about the most of the vitor in chesed, but we're going to hold it off. Maybe we'll talk about kinah, maybe we'll talk about vitor. So this man is another. It's good to talk about advice, this. I don't know if I'm getting old, but maybe it's my chabu, I don't know exactly what. It was a very man. It's a klal gadol. Klal gadol of avodas Hashem. There are nisyonos. There are times that are harder, and people have particular nisyonos. The aleph beis nisyonos. Shlav aleph is to be makir in the nisyon. To be aware. It has to be chal by the person. You can't just continue going. So those who are in the same says, man, there's no such. When a person is not me'al in the same, he has to first be makir in the same. And he has to be metachnin. He has to draw a plan. So draw a plan that the Yitzhar shouldn't chapam around. That's what he's trying to do. And every Nisayin is trying to be mapil, machshu, os. So this man's very hard. It hits different people different ways. Again, there are yechidim or mamish. They don't flinch. Havai, sheich alkein v'moim. Other people, some of it's an hour here, an hour there. Some of it's a day here, and some of it's, oh, it's a few weeks here and there. The entire purpose of tonight is for Karet to be marked that there is an assignment. I'm not coming to question, say, what's this? We can sein, it's mufka. For Karet. But Afka, because it's such an assignment, because there's a tendency that Pasha, the Kaychas run out. There are people that are so Pasha, you see, they're so weak, there's nothing left. Bachrim, Avreichim. They don't have the kalim to be mizmoided with the nisayin. So that's what we want to try to talk about. Again, some, not everybody is that, it's that sharf. The ikr, what I want to try to be yashiv is the famous tiny yitzhar, Tzolilal Kulana. And he comes and he tells you, the mitzias is, you're finished. I mean, so what are you going to gain from coming to the base measures? What are you going to gain? The first say, the second say, the ninth say. Like, what's the talus? They're so unproductive. They're so this, 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 so, this, so, this so nothing left. So everyone's moida to do nothing, to come to Beis Medrash to do nothing is. That's the taina that he uses mapple everyone is like, what could you do? So that's maybe the misui we want to try to be miyashiv. Try to first touch up a little bit. What's taka? Maybe a little uptight. What the nisayin is. Then maybe suggest two mahalchim, two nakudas, lesboinim. Maybe to draw mischadish kaiches taka to use the seis man the proper way. Before we start to touch up a little bit, what the shurish of the nisayin is maskim klar. There's something that's alderech haremez. We're going to say it's alderech pshat. There's no kshayla. The koyach of the soyzman is something. Alderech haremez, derech asoy that Adavish to gave his koyach to the Eitzahara to push it. Blind people in the soyzman. You see people that wouldn't push it. It's not matin to them bechlal to be mazals on soyzman. And they do push it. There are people like without blinking an eye. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a day. It's like mamish. There's something zikr me al hateva. There's something zikr. There's a koyach push it that's me'ever. It's hard. Gives the it's hard. Doesn't do koyches. I'm not. I can stop this uptight. I'm coming to say maybe that. Al derech pshat. What could be pshat? There's a biti, famous biti in Chazal. Chazal say. Chazal call. Chazal used to at one point that they used to mehar Hashem parshas aloyischa. They say ketina kaberech mebeis haSefer. It's a nice b'fnei atzma. It's a parsha b'fnei atzma. It's a long sugya. There's a lot of different nekudas there. But one prat I want from that yinenu. Seems to be there's a tendency. The Moshel Chazal is a tina kerech beis haSefer. There's a tendency when you're in a matziv, then you're in a beis haSefer. You're in a matziv. You're placing yourself in an ernst matziv. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing in life. When that matziv is about to end, that oil is about to end. The tinoik, the body senses that, and this gives a precus oil. Which is called Tina Kabarech Beis HaSefer. It says, in the name of the Tachir up, we all, Baruch Hashem, everyone in this room was Kaveya, it was Makabal, at least the Vaila right now, to Meshabah themselves, to designate the Iker of their life, to Limiter, that's the Iker of our Seder Ayim, definitely 5 days a week, Halavai, Baruch Hashem, 7 days, a week, 7 days. Every year it has in him a chelik. The emes is zich, but it's kosher to ter, but there's plenty of chalakim to us that are not so naturally kosher to ter. The guf, the nefesh bahamis, there's a lot of chatzis, there's a lot of times we really don't want to learn. Of a fakert, it's kabbalah so. Shtei in the gemara and avodah zara. The famous base, ton of the belly, yo. Loilam yosim atzma, odam atzmoi. B'divei terah, kishor, zeh lo'oil, b'chamor zeh lo'masui. Yeah. We're makabel on it. We're makabel on it. We know that it's hard, and we take it on. It's true. Avada, that's the way that's the mahalach to be. To shtag. But the ma'is of the mitzvahs is that here and there, during this man, some people it's during kufa, some people it's a few days a week, there's reshamim in the body that it builds up when we do things shalei baratzen. There's reshamim, there's imprints. It takes its baggage, it takes its toll, in the nefesh bahamas. It takes its toll. It's there. There's a certain nekuda that we're forcing ourselves. It's not berotz and gomor. It's not always been mesikus. And there are sugyas that we don't want to do, and there are times we don't want to look at a chavrusa. We don't want to come to night seder, we don't want to come to second seder. We're all good. And we push ourselves. But it has a roshim. And kinir, during this man, a normal good to younger man, good to bacher. It's no. But when it comes towards the saif, rukaveya, the body taka needs rest. The taka needs rest. The system needs rest. When it comes towards the end, there's a certain merida. There's a certain precursor. The body, our system, it rears its ugly head and it wants to push it. Finish. Start. The second it has a mokum bitui, that chelik of us that's taka. It's taka feels like it's forced. The chesed of us that feels that it never really wanted to be here in the first place. In parts of us. It starts taking as soon as it could. It starts early. That's the phenomenon. It doesn't make a difference really how long this man is. This man could be a month, elbows man. But there's a certain wear and tear. There's a certain wear and tear. Again, now I'm not talking about the oimik. Not only fatigue and koichas and nefesh of tiredness. That's also true. But the nefesh, the rotzin of the nefesh that's being forced. There's a wear and tear in the rotzin in the. There's a certain force to a kfir, an oil. And that it wants to be perk. And that's the metzias. Some people more, some people less. The second it can have taka taste to get out of it, the Yetzer is schapping every single last second. Until it comes to matzah, where a person taka feels like he has nothing, there's nothing left because they took him over. That feeling took him over. That's it. He forced, he pushed enough, and that's it. That's the chera. Maybe al derech pshat, curve of pshat, a little bit of an uptight. And what the shirush. The koyches hanefesh of this insane to say this night. So what to do? Whether the uptight is right or not, sticker in the sign. So we want to try to see it as Hashem, two mahalchim, two different ifanim, both emes and astir. We have to fight against the yitzar, and we have to talk to ourselves about it. We have to convince the nefesh bahamas, the part of us that's the laz we call it, the part of us that's toast. We have to talk to the nefesh bahamas, convince it that fakir. There's something so special in the Seif Zman. There's something so amazing, something so... There's an opportunity in the Seif Zman that I can't miss. And hopefully, Bez Hashem, that will ma'ir us. The right determination, the right... The motivation, the schadshus. That we could hop around the Seif Zman. The first thing... talk about Bez Hashem is that... copy the kesher that a person has with the Torah. Let's talk about the kesher with the Torah. There's something special at the end of this man that a person can make and the mechazik is kesher to the Torah in a way, in a certain way that he can't do the whole man. Be read for him. There's a big klal in the Soid Godel, which is hepech from logic. It's a klal Godel, come on in everything. And if a person wants to have a kesher to something, so the svara would be, the svara chitzayin would be, the more he understands what he's trying to do, the more he enjoys what he wants to do, the more he likes, and the more he does with the rotzen, that's a kesher. And the MS is, but if in Klal, that's true, a person connects much more to something that he does berotzen and not does bekfir. However, the difference is, if his kesher to that thing is limited only to when he understands, to when it's sekumten, sekshiboli, when I want to. If it's limited only to that, he has a very limited kesher to that thing. Yeah, this passage. Parsha, not the Parsha Shuvah. Parsha was Parsha's Parah. No one will force him still. But it says, the Psicha Parsha's Parah, there is Chukas Ator. So you call Chukas Ator, not Chukas Ator. So it's all force him. Well, the Yisoid from Chuk is the Yisoid that's Malaman and Kola Terakula. It's the Tzura Be'etzim of all Tarek Mitzvahs. The Emes Tzura of all Tarek Mitzvahs, of our Kim, of our connection to Torah, is a Chuk. Why? What's the Yisoid? This is the Yisoid. A person's whole Kesha to Torah and Mitzvahs is when he understands with the seichel, when my seichel understands, and I accept, and I want, and I... So that's a kesher. But there's limitations in a kesher. A kesher that is not connected because I understand. A kesher it's me'ever my avona, it's beyond that. I'm connected to the Torah whether I understand or I don't understand. It's a different connection. It's a choik. A choik is meloshen chokuk, engraved. Something is chokuch, it's a gate durch the zach. Gate durch. That's what a chakik is. It's a gate durch the zach. That's what a chakik is. Different than ksav. Ksav doesn't go through. Chakika. When you're connected to something, tam or the nishtam, it's an under connection. It's an unbelievable thing. Person, there's so many digmois. One of the things you could always see, sometimes, man, this very often happens. Your father, your parents, will have a minig. Never made sense to you. It was a minig that he kept always, almost, but he was machbid, mamish, choik, v'layavar. It's the funniest thing. Like in the beginning, when you're young and you don't understand it, these big fetishkach, it stays with you, ad seif yom. It becomes more part of you than anything that he ever did. Because the pshat was, that was Matthias. That was something that was kacha, kikacha. It wasn't because, it exists. That's the dogma, it's a moshul, it's a choik. One of the ideas of a choik is choik v'lo yavar. One of the ideas of a choik, the whole idea of a choik is choik v'lo yavar. Choik v'lo yavar, doesn't a person who learns, when it's geshmak for him, when it's kumten, taka, when he has koichas ha-nefesh, when the koichas ha-nefesh are wet, and it's geshmak, and it makes sense, and everyone's learning. So yeah, it's a certain connection to the Torah. But there's a connection that the Torah doesn't know any gvul. The seif ha-zman, davka, the seif ha-zman. And taka, mitzad ha-teva, the koichas run out. Whether the hezbo we said or not. The ma'isa mitzias is the koichas run out. That's the time, and that's the time, the opportunity where there is to develop this kesher, this deep kesher, this kesher that's not mugbal. It's a choik v'lo yavar. It's a choik v'lo yavar. It's beyond rotzoi. I'm connected to the Torah in every matzav. And I want to say another level. There's another level. The same idea. I'm not going to get to the second mile. There's another level. The same idea. Just nachat shrot. Maybe behektem amay mechazal. In Shir Shirim. Say Perches Shir Shirim, state in Pasuk. Acha Yislanu Ketana. Vishadayim Inlo, Manasa Lachisina Biyim Shir Dubaba. It's a lotion of Pasuk, Perches, Pasuk Ches. Chazal Zogin, Acha Yislanu Ketana means, it's talking about Avram Avinu. Acha Yislanu Ketana means Avram Avinu. He's called Achais. Why is it called Achais? Achais is a lashon of ichui. Ichui means to mend together, to sew together. Avram Avinu was ma'ache the entire bria to Laviyim Shebashamai. He was the one who introduced the Abish to the Creator into this world. He was mafarisim Shmo Yisbarach, and he was ma'ache the bria with the Kadosh Baruch. So he's called Achais. Achais lanu ktana shein lo. Chazal say the in lo ktana means he was young. He didn't have Torah mitzvahs yet. The shadayim in lo. Manasseh lachiseinu b'yoyim sh'yidu b'bo. Zogin Chazal, manasseh lachiseinu b'yoyim sh'yidu b'bo means that there was a shayla. What's going to be lachiseinu Avram Avinu b'yoyim sh'yidu b'bo? What's the grace of yoyim sh'yidu b'bo? The yoyim sh'yidu b'bo is the day when we started the Asar Nisyanis. That was the day when he started. That was called yoyim sh'yidu b'bo. What's going to be with Avram Avinu when he starts the Asar Nisyanis? What was the Asar Nisyanis? When Nimrod tried to be mapel Avram Avinu. What was the sofik? That's the next pasuk. The next pasuk is the sofik with the following. Im choy mehi nivna aleh tiras kesef. Im delesi notzer le'elu acharis. That was the shayla. Avram Avinu is going to be a choy meh. If he's going to be a choy meh nivna aleh tiras kesef. Or he's going to be a delis. Notzer le'elu acharis. I'm reading over here from Shir Shirim Rabba. Shteta, a pirish. What are these two tzadim are? Big yisoy, very big yisoy. Could be we mentioned this other times. Im choy mehi nivna aleh tiras kesef shteta zoi. Im choy mehi ze Avram. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umayim edhu dvorim kechoyma. If he holds dvorim kechoyma, nivna letiros kesef. What does it mean, nivna letiros kesef? Natsilenu v'nivna yisabalim. I'm going to save him from the kivshon ha'ish. V'nivna yisabalim. I'm going to buoy him in the veld. The Rem is the Medrash, unfortunately, saying, Neil Dvorim means we're going to build Klal Yisrael on top of him. He's going to be the Yisoy, the foundation of the entire Klal Yisrael. However, in Delesi, not so lehlu acheres. What does that mean in Delesi? Zok Chazal. He's metaltal. Delis moves back and forth. On the hinge, it goes back and forth. If he's a delis, not sur ale luach eres. What's a luach eres? I don't know exact taich. Her, the closest thing. See, the closest thing we have a taich is today, a blackboard. Exactly today. I had a blackboard today. Different types of blackboard. The idea is something you write on it, and you can erase it. Matsuru zu einem is kayemes el shachas. The tsura that you write on the luach eres, it's dear, but it only lasts. Temporarily, it doesn't last forever. Kach einim is kaim lo velo shachas. If he's going to be a luach eres, going to be a delis, I'm not going to be able to build a binyan ad oilam. And then come the next pasuk. Avram Avinu said, Ani choyma. Avram Avinu answered through the Asar Nisyanis. He shried out, Ani choyma. Om Avram Avinu Kadosh Baruch Ani choyma. Va'amin masim toivim kechoyma. V'shodai ki megdolish ani osid lahamid. Kitim kitim chabur shal tzadikim ki yoy tzabiba lamecha. Everyone who's sitting here, this kitim kitim shal tzadikim. Every group of Yidden at the Deridurus, that's Makai Mitzvah, is standing on top of Avram Avinu because he was a Choyma. What's the Shaila here? Shteta Rizik Yisoid. Big Yisoid. And here's another Nakuda and what it means to be someone who's constant. Someone who's always there. There's a Nakuda over here. The question is a Choyma and there's a delis. What's the difference between a chayim and a delis? So you could say a chayim is closed. Chayim is closed, then a delis is open. Not necessarily true. As Chazal didn't say you're going to be a chayim or a pirtza or a pesach. They didn't say. They said a delis. A delis could be closed. A delis could also be closed. A delis most of the time is closed. Well, the difference is a delis could open. That's the difference. A delis could open. A delis, even if it's locked, even if it's locked with the most fest, fashlost, with the strongest lock, the shayf. But there's a possibility that it could open. That's the difference between a delis and a chayim. A chayim is a wall. A wall can never move. It can't open, it can't move. The second the chayim falls down, it's chayim. It's chayim. Delis moves, it's still a delis. No, it's still a delis. A chayim moves, it's ois chayim. It's ois chayim. Yeah? Zogin Chazal. It's a beautiful thing. Chazal picked, there's an example of something, it doesn't move, it doesn't move, it doesn't ever move. And they didn't pick a rock. Today we have a sprach, we say, he's a rock. No, Chazal didn't pick a rock, they built a chayim. He picked a chayim. First of all, one chilek is, a rock is very strong, you can't move it, but it can move all around. You can't break a rock, but it can move all around. The chayim stays in its place, it's attached to the ground. It's in this one place, it doesn't, it moves. The chayim stays in its place, that's number one. Number two is, a chayimah is, in Chazal always, it wasn't just a wall, it was a wall, it was the foundation wall. A chayimah is something you build on top of, and this is the nekuda I want to bring out. Kenira, in order to build on something, it has to be a chayimah. You have people, with many different people, successful in life, here, there, do things. There are people that have foundations, the people that are the binyan, the amas, binyan that you build, all of a sudden you build on them. They build families, they build communities. They build shiurim, they build yeshivas. They build things. They are builders. In order to be a builder, you have to be a chayma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to build you. He wants you to be a building block. If you're going to be a building block in this world, you have to be a chayma. A chayma is something that's unmovable. And this is the yesod. It's beautiful. A person could be something that most of the times is on target. Most of the times is good. Most of the time is faithful. Most of the time shows up on time for work or for yeshiva. That's beautiful. That's beautiful for everything except for your chayma. A chayma that's most of the time the chayma can't be a chayma. Can't stand a chayma. Avraham Avinu had to be the ultimate chayma. He was the yisoid of Klal Yisrael, the Dairi Dairi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esther Nisirnus. What's Esther Nisirnus? I mean, after one yisoid, you see he's not a chayma. I mean, after Avraham Avinu was tested in the first shayla, was there a shayla? Is it wishy-washy? Was there shaila anymore that maybe he's a delis that he's wishy-washy? What's the shaila? The teretz is, I hear, he's talking about wishy-washy, but maybe there's a certain matziv under a certain pressure, under a certain nisayon, he still might move. The essence of nisayonis was every single type of possible test, and every single type of possible matziv, the shaila was Avraham Avinu going to budge. That was the shaila. Now Avraham Avinu was tested, and was created, was the metzias that can't budge under any matziv whatsoever. Who's created a chayma? This is a chayma that's going to exist throughout the Dori Doris. If you want to be a big person, look around for a second. Anyone I know who's a person that anything is built on him, whether he's a Magid Shir, whether he's a Rav, whether even if he built a company, anything, I'm serious, same thing, even Nulichol, Nyanichol, a big person, you'll find the Aleph Beis is, he's a chayma. He's a person who he's always there. Whatever he's doing, he's always there. It's not time, he's sometimes there. He's a chayma. If you want to be a foundation of something big in life, you have to become a chayma. There's no better time. There's no better time in this man. This is something special to this man. Not because of the etzem is worth more, but because of the nisayim. There's no better time if you want to make yourself into a chayma. There's a better time to say this man. Again, I'm not saying maybe there's nothing. Listen, you don't want to be a chayma, you could be a regular person here and there. Yeah, it's possible. You could be on most of the zman, gevaldik, it's not a terrible zman. But we're a chayma, we need chaymas. We need terribly chaymas. We need chaymas in Klal Yisrael. We need chaymas. We need people who... And this is the word. This is mamish the word. Tafka, when you have absolutely no cheshek whatsoever. Gone. Nothing. Zero. Maskim. Nothing. But I'm there. What's the talis over there? Chayma. Davka. Chayma is there. Davka. When it's light, there's no chayma. There's no chayma. Of course. The talis can move where it wants, whenever it wants. All the time. The talis can push. Go around wherever it wants to go. When it wants to go. Chayma is there. Vihima. Dafka, when there was no cheshek, look around. So look at this little Yerbeim. Look at any big person who built anything. You'll see there was a chayma. There was a musig of a chayma, and a chayma has to be built. This is what I tell you. A chayma has to be built, and a chayma is in everything. A chayma is in everything. The maima musig, a chayma is in coming to avad. Chayma is in anything you do. Anything a person does is a musig of being a chayma. This is not a person who, I'm all. This is a person who is a chayma. You want to get connected to anything. You want to be a building block. You want anything to be a building block by a person. It has to be a chayma. It doesn't come natural. A chayma is something that doesn't come natural. It's an Islam, so it's not. This is the first nekuda. This is the hemshech, what I said before, is a nekuda of connection to the Torah. I said a deeper connection, but the point is a connection to the Torah, where you become a chayma in Torah. This is saves man. This is an opportunity. There is a second nekuda. A second nekuda is more b'ktzar. A second nekuda, totally different type of nekuda. This is a beer in what Chazal say. Many places, different shyness, but many places. Tzal shavah shebekulam. Chazal say, Hakol hoylech achar achidu. Hakol hoylech achar achidu. This is really a new type of word. Chazals here sound like, you could have a huge tkufa, you could have a huge man, and for some reason Chazal sound like the whole thing is uptaish. By the end, that's what it sounds like. Hakol elech achachitu. And this already needs beer. It sounds like there's an in-proportional chashivas. The last Zman, figure it out. The last week of the Zman is the 1/20th of the Zman. The last 1/20th of the Zman should be more chashiv. Man, let's say I missed 2 days at the end of the Zman. Figure it out. What percentage is 2 days at the end of the Zman? I don't know what it is. 50th of the Zman, figure it out. So, it sounds like the end is bad, something. There's a certain bechina that's missing in the whole Zman. What's the pshat? So the Karvel of pshat, the pshat's like this. Shalishim Yom Kedem Achag. It's the Mishnah Psochem, Kuf Yutas and Adei State. In Maftir in Achar Pesach Afikoyim. In Maftir in Achar Pesach Afikoyim. What's making the Maftir in Achar Pesach Afikoyim? The last thing you have to eat is Pesach. You can't eat after Pesach anything. Today, matzah, zeichel kovim Pesach. Last thing is matzah. You can't eat. You can't drink. Maybe water you could drink. Why? What's the grace of peda? Why? Because she yishor tam Pesach b'piv. It's a klal kodol. She yishor tam Pesach b'piv. She tam matzah b'piv. What's the word? Shtei tar reason you say. Words like this. In a mensch, there's a marechas, a seichel, there's a marechas. A nefesh, a regesh. You have a seichel, which is a lot of purpose, then we have to leave. In the marechas, a seichel, be'etzim, there's no chilek between the end of something and the beginning and the middle. No difference. Figure out the equation, figure out percentage, figure out what it is. But in the leave of something, in the leave and the regesh, there's something called yachas. The yachas you have to something. In English, maybe it's the attitude you have to it. That's something that's bechlal, unfortunately, not totally in seichel b'chal. And this is a davar, ma'anyen ma'od, a phenomenon in the koyches ha'nefesh, v'doik v'tishkach. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made amareches ha'rikshit, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, for some reason, you can have a long tkufa, you can have something you're in for a long tkufa. Of your attitude, your ikker attitude towards whatever you did is going to be how you left that experience. V'doik v'tishkach. A person go to yeshiva for 10 years. 10 years he could be in a yeshiva. And the last 2 weeks sometimes, he has a bad experience, he has a bad taste. You'll see, there's a shmetzias. He walks away with a bad taste in his mouth. We call it a bad taste in his mouth. What does that mean, a bad taste in his mouth? That's part of the metzias of the mensch. The metzias of the mensch is part of the way he yachas to things, his attitude to things, is the taste he has to it, the way the spin, the way it rubs. Person can have a relationship with a Rebbe for a year, 2 years, not much like that. And all of a sudden, the last something goes wrong, and it's something a person should work to mizgaber over sometimes. But that's the Metzius. The Metzius is if he has. Yishor tam Pesach b'piv. That's what Chazal wanted. There was a kpeida, there was a Torah, was makpid, how you leave the Zach, how you leave. That's the time that's kaveh, and it's mamish, it's so emes, you see so many times. A tkufa, the siyum of the tkufa, the gemar of the tkufa, the taste of the way that a person walks around, in a certain bechina tightens up the whole thing. Again, the emes, the material that he learned, the person was there 4 years in yeshiva, about everything he did, but ki'ilu, everything that he learned in 4 years has like a certain bitter taste. The way it's maybe we'll use a nusach, a mesiyash of a liboy. The way it's mesiyash of a liboy is tully. The way it's mesiyash of a liboy, the way he takes everything home to his heart, is tully kamat in the way he leaves. And this is a dover nerve, and this is already a scary thing. And that's what Chachach 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 mean. Kol el Chachach Chachitim. A person can have a gavaldik as man. And can work. And this is a little bit unnerving. A person could work. Gefarlich. A gavaldik a holzman. And he could have a rishon at the end of the last month. He could have a rishon. The ma'aser. He walks out with a time of a rishon. And it's almost unfair. To use a sharp word that everything he did that's man lost, chas shalom, I don't think it's true. But there's a bechin of everything that his man has lost. That's what we'll say. And that's true. There's a bechin of everything that his man that he lost. Because the ma'aser, the way he takes it home, it's so sad, but the way he takes it home, the way he takes it, el liboy, is with a. With the shvachai, it's berif yin yadayim. It's with a. It's so sad. And the Yetzer knows this nekuda, and he fights so hard. He couldn't get you the whole zman. So the end, to make a rifyin, to leave be yirida, you leave that with, instead of a tam pesach b'piv, instead of a tam chizik b'piv, instead of a tam cheska sabatim, yet cheska sabatim, choyif, tov shinayin zayin, cheska sabatim. Shem zama shulchan, whatever, everyone learned. Yeah. To walk around with a kinyan, you have so much. How are you going to walk? How is it going to be misyash of a libcha? How is it going to sit by you? The soif hazman is totally that. That's what it's the soif hazman. You're going to be kriveya. How is it going to sit in your life? What's the tam? What's your attitude? What's your yachas? Everything you walk that way. This is the second is blameless. This is what we have to tell the Yetzer. The Yetzer comes and tells him, says, what's it worth? He says, Mayor, what are you coming today? So, man, what do you have to be here? What do you have to gain? The answer is, what do you mean? I'm fighting for this man. It's not a matter of 2 days. I'm fighting for this man. I want to feel somehow connected to this man. If I'm going to leave b'chizik, b'chizik means fighting against the Yetzer. B'chizik means that I'm still fighting. I'm fighting. I'm there. I'm fighting. I'm holding on. I'm not letting go. I'm not just being perfect. I'm not just running away. As someone who's b'reyach from this man, really, that whole nekuda of how that this dimension of taking it in a wholesome way, taking it in a way that it's push it, and it's mamash a chaval. Such a chaval. Someone works so hard. And you can lose so much, such a big dimension of what you lost just now. This is what we have to tell you to her. There's a Shem. I said, it's not, hopefully you'll have something next week. There's a Shem, but we should talk about mischazek, misboining these things, and end off this man with chizik rav. I'm not sure if I'm going to do next Monday or not to Shabbos. I'm not sure. Like if I make one, I'm going to sleep with my wife or something.